Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And as usual, it is your boy, Mr. Karan Rose. DJ, you know you gotta fade us out, DJ, cut the beat. Happy Sunday, everybody. Happy Sunday, Digipreneur family. Today is March 27th. It is episode number 68. And I'm so glad to be back with you guys. You know, if it's one thing, I find that we have a lot of fun on the podcast and with the Digipreneur family. It's always a good time talking to you guys. You guys know that. I always enjoy the conversations that we have in the DMs or in emails or on social media, you know, after a podcast drops and, you know, we dive into the topic a bit more. You know, so it's always fun. And today's episode is not going to be one of the, you know, one of the longer ones. At least I don't think so. But, you know, sometimes the plan is really, you know, we get to about the 30-minute mark and, like, I'm good. But then, you know, the topic just might need a little bit more pizzazz. It might need some more attention. And before you know it, we get up to the 45 and 60-minute mark, right? But I try not to do more than 60 minutes. I'm not Joe Rogan. You know, power to him for those 3-hour podcasts. Power to him. But I don't think I could do a 3-hour podcast. But, you know, 60 minutes is like my max. And then I'm like, all right, I'm out. We'll leave it right there, you know. So jumping on today because I kind of want to do a bit of a follow-up to a post that I did on TikTok and on Instagram yesterday talking about one of the biggest problems we see with businesses on social media in the Caribbean. Have you been one of those people where you are relaxing, maybe in your bed, maybe in the washroom, maybe you're at work, sitting down, you're somewhere, and your phone is out in your hands, and you are on Instagram, and you're scrolling, and then bam, you see a post. The post has caught your attention. Maybe it's a nice video, maybe it's a nice image, but the post is of something that you want. The post is of something you desire. Maybe it's even something that you need, and you say, oh my goodness, this is beautiful, this is nice, oh my God, Zuckerberg, you have heard my cries at home, and you have listened, and you have put this ad in front of my eyes. You have put this post so that I could see it. The algorithm is working for you. And as you fall in love with the image, you begin to read the caption. And the caption says, DM for price.
Oh! Bruh.
No, you did not just do us that. No, not. You did not just hook me with a nice image. I look to read the caption. The caption has one line about the product. It's this. It's that. And if you want to know more, DM for price. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There has never been three of the... There's never been three more words that are more frustrating to a consumer. Let me... Is that three words? DM for price. Four words. There has never been four words that have frustrated a consumer on social media more than DM for price. Sorry, it's three words. I was in my head thinking like DM as two words. Don't mind me. It's early Sunday morning. Forgive me, folks. Forgive me. There's never been a more frustrating three words ever than DM for price as a consumer. So let me give you my story, right? Saturday morning. It's 6 a.m. I done read my book. I'm drinking some coffee. I'm doing my casual scroll on social media. And as I'm scrolling, now here's the thing. I'm going to be moving in a while. And I want some new furniture, right? So again, I've been looking at furniture, right? I have been looking at furniture. And in my feed pops up this gorgeous, when I say gorgeous, I mean, it's gorgeous to me, but this gorgeous rustic custom bed. And I see it immediately. I'm hooked. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is me. That rustic vibe. That is me, right? And it's coming in. I read the caption, rustic bed frame, and it's coming in a wide variety of woods, mahogany, teak, and da 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 da, right? And I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know nothing but wood, but that sounds exquisite. Mahogany, teak, rustic bed frame. Yo, this is sounding good, right? I'd unhook. Now, naturally, I want to know. Now, is this exquisite rustic bed frame? Is this something that I can afford? Naturally, right? I click on the read more button because you know when it's an ad or in some, it doesn't even have to be an ad, but you know, on Instagram and sometimes, I guess, depending on how they space it, you'll have to click the read more button, right? So when I click on read more, I'm expecting to read more. I wasn't expecting to read more disappointment when the next bit of text that comes up is DM for price. I'm like, no, man. No, why are you doing this to me? Saturday morning. Good Saturday morning. The coffee not even finished yet. And you already hit me a DM for price. I'm like, bro, the minute I DM you for something like a price, business owners don't realize how frustrating it is when we see something and we're going to DM you for a price. And when you do decide to DM us back, we've waited either hours. I mean, naturally, like it's Saturday morning. I'm not expecting you to be awake when I'm awake, right? I'm not expecting you to respond to a DM on Saturday morning at 6 a.m. I'm realistic. I'm a business owner too. I'm not expecting that. So one, my frustration is out the gate, and I'm giving you my thought process, right? You guys might have your own you guys will definitely have your own thought processes around this or your own feelings that this brings up. But I'm gonna give you guys my thought process as to how that makes me feel as a consumer, right? So I already know it's Saturday morning, it's 6 a.m. I'm gonna DM you for price. Right? Or I'm going to DM you for more information because I have questions. Like, you know, what is available? What sizes of the bed? The cost? Like, basics, right? So I'm going to DM you that. And because it's 6 a.m., I'm not expecting a response until reasonably, I'm not expecting a response until maybe 10, 11 a.m. Because I don't know your opening hours. Your opening hours could be 9 or 10 o'clock on a Sunday, on a Saturday, right? So reasonably speaking, I'm already like, it's 6 a.m. I'm already going to, I know off the top of my head, I'm mentally prepared for at least a minimum of a 5-hour turnaround time for your DM. Because remember, I know he's not open at 6 a.m. Heck, he might not even be awake. The business might not even be awake at 6 a.m. Right? Responding to DMs. So it's a wait time. So that's already like, man, frustrated already. All right? Then that's at a minimum. But then I got to DM you for price. And then if you respond with, oh, well, the starting price for these rustic, exquisite, fancy bed frames is $15,000 TT dollars. And I mean, for my international listeners, let me just do the quick maths. 15,000 TTD to USD is 2,200 USD. 2,200 US dollars. If you come back and that is your starting price. Now, I'm not upset with the price. I don't care about the price. You could price whatever you want to price. I don't get upset about the price. My thing is, if I don't have to DM you for price, if I knew out the gate that the starting price point for your fancy rustic beds started at 2,200, and I'm not, for the folks listening, I'm not saying that that was his price. I'm just giving you my thought process. But if you come back and you say 15,000 TT, aka 2,200 US dollars, I'm doubly going to be frustrated if that is so far out of my price range to begin with. Because I would never even have DM'd you. I would have kept on scrolling, right? I would have been like, oh, it's nice, but I can't afford that shit. So let me just keep on scrolling. So I'm going to be doubly upset when I won't have to DM you. Then I have to wait hours at a minimum, right? Heck, you might take 2-3 days to respond. We know how Caribbean businesses do. They're never timely in a response. And half the time, it's because the messages go to the spam folder anyway. So, like, you know, there's a bunch of reasons why, you know, Caribbean businesses don't respond. But on average, they're not timely responders. But then if you come back and you tell me some price that is way out of my budget, you know, now I've embarrassed myself because I'm like, man, I should have never even DM'd this in the first place, right? So businesses need to post prices. There's just no excuse. There's literally no excuse. I don't care if you are a service provider or providing a product, because there is so many people that come back. And I mean, they're still in the minority, but when I look at the comments and I see one or two people come and they're like, oh, you don't know that we don't post businesses because, you know, it works against us as small business owners. Or then some people are like, well, our situation is unique. We are a service provider. We provide a bunch of different services. I cannot give you a price. There's too many variables. Man, STFU. STFU. There's no excuse for no price. When you go on Amazon for products, I don't DM Bezos for a price. Hey, Jeff, can I get the price on that? When I go on Fiverr or freelancer.com or Upwork or any freelancing platform that has every single skill known to humankind, you service providers in the Caribbean who want to give people that shit about, oh, well, I'm a service provider and I do a bunch of different services. I can't give you a price. STFU, we don't go on any freelance platform and the freelancer's like, oh, well, I offer accounting services, lawyer services, copywriting services. And if you want those services, DM for price. No, that's not how that works. There's literally no excuse for anybody not to post a price. The only difference is, and this is a difference, the only difference is service providers who are providing services that there's a wide variety of variables, right? You guys know your service. You guys know what the basic service you provide in that space. And then you post prices start from. So the person knows, okay, I need to have X amount of money to even start the conversation. And that is the most basic. So if you are a proofreader and you're proofreading, you know, up to 5,000 words, the prices start at $100 US, and that is, you know, up to 500 words. And then it goes up from there. That is what you post. Do not tell me to DM for a price because you need to understand. But no. You put the price of your product, you put the starting from price point for the services. It's 2022. Like if you don't understand that in business at this juncture, in 2022, you're not going to last. You're probably not even making money. Or you're just not gonna last. Because every single service that you guys offer in the Caribbean, we can get from anywhere in the world. You're not special. You are not, your business is not special. So don't think that you're doing your business a favor by not listing the prices. Oh, because what? You don't want your competitors to know what you charge? Are you like what kind of idiot? Like what idiot thinks like that in this at this day and age? And I have to say idiot. Because your competitors are DMing you or getting their friends to DM you and pretending to be customers to get quotes to begin with. You think that you not listing your price, your competitors are not getting the price? No. They're either just going to DM you for price. Your competitors are DMing you for price. Hey, what do you charge for X, Y, and Z? Oh, but what if it's like this? Oh. So that's what she charges. All right, make notes. On to the next business and let's do our research. Hello, I'm interested in this service. How much is it? And you DM for price. So who are you hiding these prices from, folks? There's literally no excuse. And the excuses you guys give are dumb. They're just dumb. I posted the video on Instagram and TikTok. And there's a couple of people in there just like trying to defend why they don't post price. Do you guys not see when 1,000 other people are commenting from every single angle as to why you need to be posting your prices and you're just there like, oh, well, we don't post our prices for this purpose. Listen, there's just no excuse, all right? And I know this is a bit of a Sunday rant. But again, I wanted to really follow up on that topic because there's just no excuse. And the excuses you guys give are dumb. It's 2022. Your business is not new. Your business is not special. Anybody can get any service they want globally. We don't have to use you. If I need a proofreader, a copywriter, we can go online and access the freelance networks. We even have multiple Caribbean freelance networks across the region. So you can't even say, oh, well, if you go on Fiverr or Upwork, you're going to be getting a specialist from another country who doesn't understand the context of the rules and regulations here in the Caribbean, in our specific country. No. We have Caribbean freelance marketplaces with professionals offering all of the fancy services that you do. Licensed and registered. And we could go on the Caribbean freelance networks and get those things done. So if you think you are doing yourself a favor, if you think you are special by hiding your prices or not wanting to simply post your prices, you're only shooting yourself in the foot. And as the Caribbean freelance networks begin to really take off, your business is going to dwindle. You are every service is a commodity. You guys don't realize that? Every freelance platform has turned your services that you offer into a commodity. And the more friction you put in the buyer process to do business with you, people are not going to tolerate it. And as the consumer becomes more educated, and as they realize, oh my God, I can actually purchase services online, I could use my Lynx Visa debit card and make purchases online, and I could utilize services like Fiverr, or I could utilize Worky or Workly or any of the Caribbean freelance platforms, when the consumer starts to realize in the Caribbean that they can do all of these things and they have access to all of these things, and I don't have to DM for price or call for more information or book an appointment to ask a question, when the consumer becomes more educated, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Because you are shooting yourselves in the foot and you're only fooling yourself. That's really the worst part of this all. You out here trying to justify why you're not going to put your prices. You're only fooling yourself. You're only fooling yourselves, folks. Like, you're not fooling the rest of us. You're not stopping your competitors from finding out your prices. They are DMing you more for prices than the people who actually want your services. So you're only fooling yourself. So if you have products and you're on social media, post a price. If you are offering professional services that has multiple variables that carries up the price, you guys need to get smart and start looking at what is the basic offering of this service and put the prices start from this. Like, at bare minimum, I do this for this price. The prices go up. And that is the perfect time to educate people on, you know, what goes into the prices or what would carry up the price. People understand. Not everybody is dumb. They understand. And if you are good at what you do, they are going to pay your value. So your price could be 10 times more than the next person. But at that point in time, you tell people when they ask you, well, you know, I'm seeing this for cheaper elsewhere. Well, they're not me. They're not me. I am the difference. I am the multiplying factor in the equation that carries up the price. You could go by them and get it done. But when you come by me, you get it done right. Or you get it done the way that I do things. And if you like the results that I have gotten, that is my price. There are people that charge 10 times more than I do. Because what they do is more or better or whatever. And when you go by them, you pay that price. And there are people that do less quality than what I do. And when you go by them, you pay less. But when you come wrong here, this is what I've done. This is what I do. This is my price. And people respect it or they don't. They pay or they don't. We need to stop being afraid. And that's a big part of why business owners don't post their price. They're afraid. They're afraid of the competition. They're afraid that, you know, people are going to see their prices and not want to do business with them. They don't understand their own value in the market. They don't understand their own business and how to build that brand, how to showcase their value. They don't understand how to position themselves as one of the best in this space. And if they did, they might even be able to charge more. or at least at bare minimum, not have their value questioned. You know, I can't tell you the last time someone's ever questioned my value. It's been years. Nobody questions my value. They either say, yes, that's good, send me the invoice, I'll pay. They either say, shit, I need to save up, but don't worry, I'm coming. Or they look at my other offerings and they say, okay, shit, I can't afford to work with him one-on-one, but I see that he has digital courses. I see that he has workshops. I see that, you know, he has ebooks. I see he's writing a book. I could afford the book when it comes out. I see that I could afford other things that I could still tap into his knowledge and learn from him. Heck, I'm going to follow his content. I'll follow on every single platform and pick up as much free gems as I possibly can. So you have something for everybody. But that's the problem, is that most businesses don't understand how to build a brand around their product or services and understand that there's multiple ways that people can do business with you. And if you learn how to do that, then even when they can't afford maybe your core offering, there is other ways that they can do business with you, right? Even if it's just to follow you for learning, for entertainment or something, right? A lot of business owners don't understand how to build that brand ecosystem. So they run into problem. They run into that scarcity mindset issue where they want to protect what little they have. But you're not protecting anybody and you're only doing yourself a disservice. And I'm telling you guys from now that customers are waking the F up. And as they wake up, they are going to realize that there is easier ways to do business. There is easier ways to buy a product. There is easier ways to hire a service provider. And I don't have to go and deal with your headache. And some of you guys are thinking, well, I'm worth the headache. If people want my product, if they want my service, they will DM for price. But for how long? You're not special. There are people who do the same thing as you, the same level as you, better than you, worse than you. And people straight up, and you do it too. Everybody does this. There are people that sit back and they're like, you know what? Okay, I'm looking to hire a service provider. The person I want, they're good, you know, but they take long, or you know, they're not very responsive, or you know, I gotta go through somebody to get to them. And if I have all that friction to do business with you, even if you are the person I want, I would still consider other people. I would still consider the person who's not as good as you, who may be cheaper than you, but I know they're not as good as you. But the fact that they might be very responsive, have a high turnaround time to deliver, might make me go that way. Heck, there are going to be people that are more expensive than you. They may even be the same level of quality as you, but more expensive. But because they are faster, because I can, you know, I could book online, I could pay them online, faster turnaround time, and they might not be as good as you, but they're more expensive, I'll pay more money to get it done. So you business owners need to keep all of those things in mind. Stop putting all of the friction in your buying process. Because your customers are waking up. It's the digital age now. The Caribbean has had 2 years of grooming where customers can see what it is like to do business online. And as all of these new Visa debit cards start to activate for international purchases, So the if you're in Trinidad and Tobago, the RBC Visa debit card gives you some USD to access. The JMMB Visa debit card gives you access. We're getting more Visa debit cards that have a little bit of access to US currency. So that allows people now to jump on a Fiverr, jump on a Upwork, jump on one of those international platforms to pay a service provider to get something done. Hello? They don't have to wait for you. So start putting your prices on social media. And if you're a service provider, figure out what is the most basic version of that service you provide and put the starting from price. And if you are wondering, you know, how can you display prices for things or products or services that have multiple variables, right? You can do that on your website. All website platforms allow you to create a product and allow you to customize, input the variables, right? So that when somebody is on your website and they say, okay, I want, you know, a queen size bed, teak wood, dark furnished, whatever, they put in the variables that you offer, the price gets generated. Right? And if it's something crazy custom, they could always email you and say, hey, you know, I see that you do X, Y, and Z, but I'm looking for something very unique. That's when you DM. Right? That's when you send that email. But if you know what your products are and you know what the variables are, your website will come in so much handy where you could input all of those variables into the back end so that when customers are going through looking to order your product, they put in the variables themselves and they get the price. And then don't tell me about, oh, well, you know, we don't always have in stock. That's why every website platform allows you to manage inventory. So that you can put in, we only have 10. And then when those 10 done, it done. And people can see that, right? And then also, folks, please, business owners, don't let's not jump on the comments of this podcast and be like, oh, well, what about we put all the prices and people don't read it? They still DM. That's why we don't bother putting the price. No, they're the minority. Those people who are blind or can't read clearly and dismiss the fact that you've put your price in the graphic, you've put your price in the caption, you've said link in bio to order the product and the prices are on the website. Those people who dismiss all of that and still DM you or email you for price, they're in the minority, all right? And not every customer is a profitable customer. And for me, that is a clear cut sign that that customer is probably going to cost me money. So the minute you start to, you know, not read, then I'm already like, you're probably not somebody I even want purchasing my products to begin with, because you're probably going to be the ones who are not going to read the warranty. You're going to be asking unreasonable requests. You're going to be trying to get do the most, and you're going to start to cost me money. That's a clear cut sign. Remember, too, as a business owner, not everybody is your customer, and you do not want everybody to be your customer. There are customers that are going to cost you. That is a clear-cut sign. The minute you start to dismiss, you're not reading or watching the videos where I'm answering all the questions that you're just asking, and you're not even reading the caption, or you're not looking at the graphic to see the price of the the minute you start doing all of that, I'm already like, nah, this person's going to cost me money. I'm not even going to respond to this nonsense. Or when I do respond, read the caption or read the image or watch the video or actually go hit the link in bio to get the information, because it's there. I put it there for a reason. And I'm going to coach you to, I'm teaching customers to go and read now. Like, not how to read, but if you message me some stuff that the image or the post or, you know, I'm telling you, go to link in bio for all the information and you don't want to do all that. No, I'm just going to straight up tell you, go read the post. Don't like it. Don't do business. You were going to cost me money anyway. So that's it from me today. I just wanted to have that conversation about, you know, DM for price in 2022. You know, it's a conversation that we should not be having at all, right? There's no excuse. You cannot give me an excuse, because every single company globally, from small to medium to the largest, everybody posts their price. Don't be that person that doesn't. And then don't doubly be that person that wants to give excuses or reasons as to why. We don't want to hear it. STFU. We don't want to hear it. All right. So, anyways, if you enjoyed the Digipreneur FM podcast, please drop a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Drop a review. Or you can even rate the podcast. The ratings and the reviews help to grow the Digipreneur FM family all across the Caribbean region and the world. All right. If you are not currently following me on social media, please go and follow Keron Rose, KeronRose. Go and follow me on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn. Go follow me on Instagram. I'm active on Instagram, and I'm very active now on TikTok as well. Listen, TikTok has been a lot of fun. We are almost at 10,000 followers on TikTok. That is insane at the rate of growth that we have been experiencing on TikTok. And it's not just the followers. It is the most engaged platform I have right now, where the views are up, the comments are up, the discussions are up over on TikTok. It's really been a booming platform. And I think I will do a dedicated episode on my growth of TikTok once I officially hit the 10,000 followers. Right now I'm at 9,200, but the growth rate is so fast that I'm expecting to hit 10,000 followers within the next 5 days. Within the next 5 days, I'm trending to hit 10,000 followers in the next couple of days. So officially, once we cross over, once we hit the 10,000K mark, I will detail my journey on TikTok, because I was officially active from February 14th, I believe. I have to go back and check, but it was mid-February I decided that I'm going to double down on TikTok, and we are just over a month. And within that month, we have, again, we've grown to over 9,000 followers. I had TikTok prior to February, but I posted a couple of videos dating back to, like, I did one video in 2019. I did like three or four videos in 2021, and I just never really used it at all. So yeah, there's that. But then, like I said, February of this year, 2022, I decided, you know what, man, I'm going to start using TikTok. And within that month, and yeah, just over a month, we've grown to 9,200 followers on TikTok. So once we hit 10,000, I will detail, you know, the journey over the last month, what I've learned, what I've experienced with growing or with putting out the content on TikTok. All right. So you guys can follow me over there. We do a lot of great content, short form content over there. Right. That is it from me today, folks. Enjoy your Sunday. Have an awesome week ahead. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Looking forward to engaging with you on any social media platform. That's it. Everybody, take care.
You've been listening to the DigiBoss, Keron Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the DigiBoss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Keron Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.